Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Minorino. It is now Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Yes, it is Valentine's Day, and I have a surprise for you because someone around here with his little heart bandana wants to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day, especially my lionesses out here. Right, Coco? Too much, ain't he? All right, people, look, let's get back on target here. What's going on? Let's start off with, again, look, I know all of you out here are paying attention to what's happening. And when you hear what I'm about to say, which you probably know already, you're laughing. You're laughing, but you should maybe be crying at the same time. So the U.S. budget gap in just the first 4 months of the fiscal year has accelerated 16%. This pace is a record. No surprise, $532 billion budget gap. I wonder who's making up the difference there. I'm going to give you one guess, and I think you know what I'm talking about. And let me just say something else. Again, no surprise, debts, deficits, budget gaps, all this stuff is going to hyperballoon moving forward. But the one thing that I don't believe is getting attention, even from me, and we've spoken about this before, but I want to shed a little more light on something here. As this whole situation gets vastly worse, and it is because of one reason, we are in a full-blown, full-on liquidity crisis. That's a fact. We are in a financial disaster area right now. And, you know, it looks like a slow motion train wreck and most people have no idea what's going on because, again, the mechanism here of just pulling more cash into the now because, well, I guess they have no choice. Otherwise, overnight, we would turn into a Mad Max scenario here. All it's doing is exacerbating the underlying problem. And the more debt that is piled on, well, the more it costs to service that debt. The servicing on the debt right now is, again, at a pace that is going to lead to a nightmare scenario. Don't take my word for this, all right? You got friggin' JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon warning, all right, just the other day, yesterday I think it was, how this is going to lead to the biggest crisis of all time, where people are going to lose everything. Does that sound familiar to you? Yeah, I've been telling you that it's just going to be over, okay? You and I at least are attempting to get ourselves on the right side of this equation before it absolutely melts down. And, you know, it could be argued that we're melting down right now as, again, debts and deficits are hyper-ballooning. And this mechanism here is going to get much, much, much worse. And that's the real reason or the backbone of why we're seeing war expand. You know this because no other endeavor generates more need for borrowed dollars than war. And, you know, funding for this and funding for that, whatever else they're going to throw at us. Understand, something else is going to happen. Another scamdemic. Something along those lines that's going to allow them to pull untold amounts of cash into the now from the future. And again, it's going to cost more cash to service all of that debt. And that means the standard of living is going to drop for a vast majority of the people. Now, look, the 1 and 2%ers, they're going to do beautiful here. Again, this is the mechanism. And remember what I'm going to tell you, and I've said it before. Any politician, anyone who's trying to sell you or explain to you in any kind of a way that trickle-down economics works, you're listening to, that person is lying to you. Trickle-down economics does not work. You got to be brain dead to believe that. You understand? And I know none of you here who follow this blog are brain dead. All this does, this mechanism here, and all it's designed to do is empower the 1 and 2%ers, the elite. Okay, that's it. Higher stock market, rah, rah, rah. who does that really help? The 1 and 2%ers. They own the vast majority of the stock market. People, come on. You can't make this stuff up. But again, you're going to have those who are going to cheer the stock market every time it hits a record high. Sound familiar to you? Yeah, yeah, they're sure. They're working for you. You know they are. You can't make that stuff up. But There are some people that believe that kind of stuff is completely out of control. But that's what it's designed to do, again, twist people's minds. And that's okay, because you and I see through it all. And that gives us, again, an insurmountable edge, in my view, at least here. So that's the main premise here, is this the deal with debts and deficits and budget gaps and all this stuff. It can't possibly make a central banker any happier. You have to understand that. Because any reason that they could come up with to pull more cash into the now fill gaps, budget gaps, and fund war and death and pain and suffering and whatever else it is. You know, that's what gets a central banker off more so than anything else, even on Valentine's Day. I can't make this stuff up. Anyway, look, let's talk a little bit more. So I wake up this morning and, you know, I try to go through my emails and stuff. And a couple of things appear to be going on here. From some of you out here, and I want to just address that. So yesterday, finally, okay, we get a pullback in this market. I mean, and we didn't even get a pullback. Let's just erase what I just said. We didn't even fall 2%. The Dow, about 1.35%. The S&P 500, about 1.37%. The NASDAQ, 1.8%. And I hear from you people out here, Greg, this is it. This is the top. It's going down. Get out of the market. Okay, look, no, and again, no. Those of you that believe that, trust me on this one. I mean, you're not going to, because I think you're locked into some other thing. And I know there's another freak or two or three or four saying that, you know, there's a specific day that this whole thing's going to come down and they're going to be proven wrong again. They're wrong 100% of the time. This is not the top of the market. Again, what are we in right now? What do we know is going on? What do we know? We have to always talk about what we know, not what we're speculating on. Okay, because again, we are playing a game of incomplete information. We're filling in all the gaps that we possibly can, trying to make sense of this. But we know something. We know a lot of things, and we know that we are in a liquidity crisis. Liquidity is drying up, and the mechanism is going to demand that more debt be pushed into the system to fill budget gaps, for example, to just keep the whole system functioning, okay, at its current level. That's going to require a lot more debt, a lot more cash. This is massively inflationary, absolutely. That big shocker of a story we got, oh, no one saw that coming except you and I. I mean, come on now, really. It's got nowhere to go but much higher inflation from here. The market's going to swallow it. Okay, and eventually, the market's going to understand, and I believe this is going to be very soon, that the liquidity crisis that we are in is going to be fueled with much more debt, and that's going to propel the stock market higher. What I want you to keep your eyes on here, okay, is the 10-year yield. I know you're watching that. I want you to watch the Dixie. Better yet, watch the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, real-time risk indicator. Yeah, it's not an extreme risk, but it's high risk. High risk means high reward as well. You understand? If you don't take risk in life, you get nowhere. You understand? That's the truth. And when it comes to this market, you need a certain amount of risk. Period. Does that sound familiar here to you? At least it should. Now, this market has shown you and I its hand. It has revealed its hand to us. Okay, what am I talking about? This market was very, very, very comfortable with a 10-year yield sitting between 4.15 and 4.2. It seemed okay with that. Why? Why? You know why if you follow this blog, okay? Because the market knows for a fact, and so do you, that regardless of what came out yesterday in this overreaction of the market, that's all it was. The market always overreacts. The Fed is going to cut rates. Listen to me again. The Fed is going to cut rates. All right? It's a lock, people, and that is going to propel the market higher as debts and deficits and budget gaps and everything gets even more out of control as the more cash is needed to service the debt. You understand? As the standard of living for the average person gets decimated while the 1 and 2% is just smiling all their way to the bank. You get it, finally? I know you do. You follow this blog. Anyway, looking back at this market just real quick, you got stock futures higher this morning. You got the 10-year yield sitting about 4.3. It's going to come down. Give it a little time. You got the Dixie or the dollar a little bit weaker this morning. The MMRI did come down a little bit. Bitcoin over 51,000, very close to 52. Gold and silver under pressure right now a little bit. Crude oil flat this morning. That's where we stand. Okay? Now look, I loved yesterday during the live stream how I was watching or seeing how all of you who were there at the live stream, at least, were reacting. There was no panic here yesterday. You're laughing. You're laughing. Those of you that follow this blog can laugh because, again, you foresee these things. We were talking about this market pulling back, how badly we needed one. This market needs to fall further. We didn't even fall 2% yesterday. And, again, I get it. It's not, believe me, I get it. We're looking at the debt market or the drivers of the market. It's not going to last. It's not going to last. There's no way it's going to last. It's not going to be allowed to last. The illusion of the market will be maintained. This is a presidential selection. It's a selection. It's not an election, people, okay? They got to distract you. What do? Prop up that market. Regardless of anything else, people think the economy must be strong. Look at the market. I mean, come on, people. You know this already. You know this, like, forget about it. We've spoken about it so much. All right, look, I covered a lot with you today. I hope you got something out of this video. Very important stuff. Please share it. Please get it out there. Like the video. And again, I was going to show you Coco, but I don't even know where that little bastard is. He's roaming around here. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Love you a lot from the heart. I mean that. You know that golden thread that one of you reminded me of. Oh, it's love, man. That's all we need. It's the ultimate thing, all right? If we all learn to love each other, we really can't lose. But again, the freak show, the politicians, the warmongers, they're all out to divide us and cause us to hate each other. And that's how they control us. You understand? Not you and me. We get it because we know what the golden thread is. It's love. I'll see you all later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern time for my live stream. I hope to see you there. And I know I will. Bye.